This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by the Vice President of Community Outreach, Renee Harvey. Renee, welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Well, Renee, before we talk about all the excitement surrounding Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you kicked off this week out in the community with the annual Cleveland Browns Foundation luncheon at Fleming's. How was that event?
It was a nice event. We actually switched it from an evening event to a lunch. Had a really good turnout from fans to come out and support the Browns. We had a good mix between current players and alumni. And Vic Rucci was the host, and he actually did a great job of kind of educating some of the fans that were there about the great work done by the foundation. So a nice little fundraiser for the foundation and a good way for some of our alumni to meet our current players.
That same day, you had a field dedication, the Lou Groza field dedication, which is a huge impact within this community. Tell us about that.
So youth football, as you know, is one of our four focus areas for the foundation, or for community outreach, rather. And it was great to be a part of a project that was not only right in our backyard, but also obviously bear the name of one of our greats, one of our Hall of Famers and Browns legend, Lou Groza. So we partnered with the city of Berea, as well as the Berea Local School District, and awarded them a $250,000 grant through the NFL Grassroots Program. And so yesterday was the dedication for that field, and it's a beautiful facility. We had a lot of the kids from the Berea Youth Football League come out, as well as the Berea High School. So got a lot of usage yesterday. Some of the current players came out and hosted a clinic for them. Doug Deacon also helped us kick off and explain the stories behind Lou Groza and what a great man he was.
Renee, ClevelandBrowns.com was on location. Browns fans, here's an inside look.
They're putting a smile on my face, to be honest. I mean, but I guess for them to see an NFL player and just, you know, to come down and hang out with them for a day, it's fun for them and it's fun for me too. So
Lou Groza, I think, symbolized what the Browns were all about. Not only the tenure that he had here, but the way he handled himself, not only on the field, you know, Hall of Famer as an offensive tackle and as a kicker, but as a person.
Renee, it's the start of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you guys were out at Hope Lodge earlier in October. Tell us about that event.
Hope Lodge is a beautiful facility right here in Cleveland, Ohio. It's funded by the American Cancer Society, and I know we'll speak about them a little bit later, but a beautiful facility, and it's really a home away from home for families who have a loved one who's receiving cancer treatment, so it allows them to stay in close proximity to the local hospitals. And so we went out there with our Browns Women's Organization. They were wearing their pink scarves, which they'll continue to wear throughout the season and all their community activities, just to continue to spread the word and to raise awareness for breast cancer awareness. But the event was a really nice way for the families to kind of disengage from their daily lives and all the treatments and pain and suffering that they're going through. And just kind of a tailgate style event. We made some cookies and brownies and made some crafts and our activities. Had bingo, so there were a lot of smiles that day, which is really the main goal for that day. So we had a really good time.
And Renee, when the Browns take on the Bengals this weekend at Cleveland Browns Stadium, you're going to see pink throughout the whole entire stadium.
You will. So a few years that we've been doing this now, league-wide initiative called A Crucial Catch. And so many fans saw this on Sunday, but it'll be the same for our game. And so this is the fourth year of the partnership. We have a great relationship with our local American Cancer Society. So we'll do a lot of things in-game. We actually have breast cancer survivors that were nominated through American Cancer Society. So they'll do a couple of pregame festivities for us. They'll form a gauntlet for the team. And then we also have the ceremonial pink ribbon flag, so they'll be holding that as well.
Great stuff, Renee. And upon entering Sunday's game, fans will receive a pink ribbon as well.
You're right. This is a ribbon that we've handed out for about 10 years through the Zeta Tau Alpha sorority. And so after the game on Sunday, they will have distributed over 250,000 of these ribbons. So again, just another way to help raise awareness.
Well, Renee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jamir.
And Browns fans, thanks for joining us here for the Cleveland Browns Report. Be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the week for daily Cleveland Browns reports. For Renee Harvey, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.
Together, we can make a difference.
Help us promote breast cancer awareness today
and throughout the month of October.
A crucial catch can save lives.
Think pink.
Wear pink.
Go Browns.